Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, we have a very disturbing text that came in. I couldn't read it on the air. It made me throw up in the back of my mouth.
Oh, bleh. No.
God, this is so sick. Okay, this is only for After Hours.
Oh, no.
I would only save something like this for After Hours. We couldn't subject the public to this on public airwaves.
Wait for it.
Holy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. What kind of disturbed person are we talking about?
The kind that eat 20 chicken nuggets and 2 McDoubles in a single meal?
Yep, that kind of person.
That kind of person.
A double quarter pounder with cheese.
Here is the text we got this morning. I just want to let you guys know, I had a full-fledged sex dream with Crisco.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving the room.
What's wrong, Rudy? Did you need a hand?
Scrape my tongue.
When you say full-fledged, what does that mean exactly? Like, to completion?
Mm-hmm. All 2.5 minutes of it, baby.
Oh, but it was a dream, so it, yeah.
It, more like a nightmare. I think they misused the word dream.
It's your nightmare. They said dream. Let me have that.
I bet you're a very giving lover.
I am. Overweight people have to be.
Yeah, kind of have kinda, to.
Kinda, you kind of have to go the extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, because if we went the extra mile, we wouldn't be overweight, but seriously. We have to go the extra mile.
I just can't imagine.
You can't imagine. Are you thinking about it a lot? Please don't make eye contact with me when you're thinking about it.
Yeah, put your hands on the console, please.
I'm just looking at you, trying to imagine what that would be like.
It's like, I don't know. Starts there.
I just feel like he would run out of gas pretty quick.
Well.
Just that's the smells.
When he kisses my forehead, it's delightful.
Is it?
It is. He's got a very soft.
So seductively, longingly.
That's right. Wow. I could get a forehead pregnant.
Isn't that how most of your encounters end? With a facial?
If that's the case, I'd have way more babies.
Oh, God, I'm having a face baby.
How do you explain that to Trailer? I have a forehead baby and it's Crisco's.
Oh, he's where he literally just kissed it.
Oh. Your lips bring the goods, huh?
Wow, that's magic. Okay, well,
I don't know where we go from here.
I don't know if this person is going, yeah, I had a sex dream with the big guy, or if it's like, you guys. Oh, my God.
You have no idea.
Oh, I'm still not fully recovered from that. I wonder,
well,
like,
they
if
wouldn't
you
be.
Seductively took your clothes off in the dream. If you lured them into your sex dungeon.
Lured them in? Let's not make it sound like a sex crime, okay?
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, did this fella wake up with a smile?
Oh, there she goes. She made a gay joke. Everybody step back. Oh, God. Would there be something wrong if it was a guy? Tess, would there be something to upset you? Oh, God, she really got herself.
Goodness,
every now and then. You and a dude. As you imagine touching helmets,
swinging swords at each other.
Oh, I mean, it's one thing to be a woman, but you with a dude.
Well, I'm sure she woke up feeling good.
I don't
satisfied,
know.
Satisfied, happy.
Maybe this kickstarted her diet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But realistically, she texted in.
Oh.
So I mean, she had to either want to know that it happened.
Is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind a real thing?
If it is, she'll find out. Take my brain away.
Aww.
Well, on Dirty Little Secrets today, it was, I knew it was bad, but I did it anyway. And here's one that we didn't read because it's so nasty. Again, we save it for our podcast.
Yep, we like that.
Here's what it said. My ex said, oh no. Oh no, that's a different one. Hold on. Here's the one I wanted to read for that. I cheated on my wife with my sister.
Yeah,
cheated on my wife with my sister. So that's incest if you're doing the relationship math.
I mean,
yeah, pretty easy math. My
is
sister.
It a step sister?
Nope, just straight up straight biological up. Sister cheated on my wife, said, hey, sis, come on in here. Oh, wonder if he got her face pregnant.
a few times over. You never know.
Wow.
Depending on how much he loved his sister, apparently.
Was sister spelt with an A? If it was, then nope. Hey, man, good on you.
No? S-I-S-T-E-R.
T-E-R.
C-Star. C-Star.
If you have a mix-up in your texting, what could my be? Could it be changed for anything? Nope, I think my is just my.
With my sister. Ooh. Yeah, I don't understand that one.
I don't understand it, let alone understand texting about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you did that, wouldn't you be like, that is going to the grave with me?
Yeah, sometimes they call shenanigans on those texts. They don't feel real. I know, like, it exists, don't get me wrong. I think we live in the wrong part of the country to have that be a real text, but sometimes I feel like it's
Rudy,
just BS.
This is called denial.
Yep.
And is it fully understandable why you'd be in denial over this?
Over what?
Over the fact that someone texted us that.
Oh.
I know you don't want to believe that it happened, but... I think it did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think
we cast a wide net here at the old 95 and
Things happen everywhere.
Whoa. Okay. Here's another one. You ready for this?
Yes, please. I mean, I don't know how we can top that last one, but.
Well, we were talking about the ridiculous excuses a partner gives for cheating, and we got a lot of good ones today. I mean, they were some real winners.
Oh my gosh.
Here's what he said. My ex said it technically wasn't cheating because he only stuck it in twice. Hey, if I only stick it in twice, that's not cheating. Three times, then okay, I'll give it to you.
You got me on that one.
That is full fledged cheating.
Oh my gosh.
Just like more than two times, you're shaking it. You're playing with yourself.
Yeah,
I didn't hit the rule, so I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just taste testing while cooking. The calories don't count.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You only stuck it in twice. Hey, babe.
And it wasn't even all the way in, probably. It was just like a little light.
Just a tip.
Just to see how it feels, hey.
And how awkward of an exchange was that with his sister? That's the weird part.
Oh, that wasn't the sister one.
Just kidding. But who gets to the point of like that and goes, one, two. That's not cheating. I'm out. Have a good night, ma'am.
That's all I needed.
See ya. Oh. See you later.
I love my wife. I am very upstanding.
I cannot be here.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'll see you tomorrow for two more. Have a good night.
Two pokes a day.
Two pokes.
Keeps the doctor away.
Is that what it is?
That's what I heard.
Okay. I thought that's what is the reason for the doctor's visit. Those pokes. The big guy took a big spill at home. We haven't talked about this yet, but... Are they aware of your big fall?
I can't believe more people didn't run over in Roseville. Like, what the hell just happened? So my cousin is moving out.
Yeah.
And so he moved out and he somehow, long story, Rudy.
Jeez.
He somehow ended up hitting what we now figured out. He hit my dehumidifier and water rolled to the middle of the floor.
Oh, sure.
And so I was grabbing something because I was like, why is there water on this box over here of stuff that he had? So I went to take stuff out of it to avoid it getting ruined. As I picked up the box to walk away, didn't think about the water being on the floor, stepped right on the water on the tile floor, and in my head was like, oh, man, I totally almost caught myself. My brother's reenactment of it was you stepped on the floor and went boom, boom. And that was it. I mean, I've fallen on the ice. I've fallen in football games and been hit and tackled. I have never felt a pain like literally going straight face down. I literally went face down. Like my foot went out from underneath me back and went boom, boom. Like it was, I still feel pain in my stomach from hitting. My knees hurt. I both knees hit first. And I'm not kidding you. So like I'm me to Ryan away from hitting my head on the table. That table downstairs, and if 5 feet over, I would have been brain dead. It was like, oh my God. I mean, I'm partially brain dead now. That's what my point is. It was, I went that fast that I would have hit it.
You could have maybe known algebra if you would have hit your head on that thing. That would have been great, huh?
What if it would have triggered like some crazy talent? Yeah. Like
piano
you could play
playing?
The piano or speak a foreign language or all of a sudden coming in, Pepe Le Pew.
You know what? Then I'm going to pour some more water on the floor today.
Hang on, where's that hammer schlagen that we got over there?
Yeah, give me a whack. I don't know. It was just like, oh God, hey, could you imagine? I know. Oh, Pepe Le Pew.
Hello, it is me, Crisco.
Oui, oui.
Good morning. No, bonjour.
Bonjour, let me see your forehead.
Let me get it pregnant.
You have such a kissable forehead. Come here.
Imagine you go down Harvey Weinstein style for kissing foreheads.
So what you're trying to tell me is you thought it was completely appropriate to ask Des to go in the other room so you could kiss her on the forehead.
And ask your friend Rudy to smell your finger afterwards.
That's true. Oh. That did happen.
Yeah. Oh. That's a thing.
Hey, well.
So you're saying it's not just me with the forehead? There's other people?
He has eyes for other foreheads.
I'm offended. I thought it was just me.
Well, don't be upset. It's just you and Darren and Ryan and Rudy and that's our it, boss. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. In this building.
So it's no other girls. I'm okay with that.
Kind of got a thing for widow's peaks. Yeah. You know? Spice it up a little bit.
Really does mix up the game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are you going in to get checked out, or are you just going to hope and pray that everything's intact?
No, so for like the last 2 days, I was like, okay, things are just sore and bruised or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you. I don't know how to describe this. Periodically through the last 2 days, my stomach just keeps hurting.
Yeah.
Randomly. So I'm like, oh boy, yep, this weekend I'm going to have to go find some time to get to the doctor because I don't know why it just, I can eat and it hurts. I can not eat and it hurts. And it's like that random, like.
Well, imagine, you know.
It's a lot of weight to go down.
Tossed around. I mean, you could have wrapped your pancreas around your stomach or something. Who knows? Your spleen might be sticking into your liver.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, I hit hard to the point where my brother was like, oh, God.
I wonder how they're going to shake it back right. What if they just push you backwards? Yeah.
It's like a snow globe of body parts just, in there, right?
Oh they gosh. Just slap my belly back and forth until it's, they're like, and one, two,
well,
three,
hell,
four.
Well, we could do that for you.
Yeah.
No, stand you should up. Probably not. Are you going to slap my belly, Des? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, if you need me to, I'm here for you, buddy.
See if it feels better.
I would have you do it over Ryan because Ryan would start punching. He'd be like, God, I don't even get in there. I can't.
Well, how else am I going to get at it? I got to move it around.
Do you want to slap my belly?
No, I would never do that to you.
Unless a doctor asked him to.
Yes.
Then you would do it. Yeah, so I have to. Oh, boy. That was a scary. Have you ever had a fall like where you're just like.
I pray to God that I don't fall. I have a joint replacement, yeah. And they told me the biggest risk I run is slipping and falling. Because if you fall after having a procedure done like that, you could dislocate, you could shatter something very easily. And so this is the scariest time of year. I've never walked more gingerly in my life. Since having that surgery, and yesterday I was getting the snow off my driveway, and oh, she's a little icy.
Oh,
I'm like, is it worth it? Ooh, I have a showing, so I have to have the driveway clean for people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's scary. Oh. I'm very, very aware of your situation.
And it was indoors. You don't even think. And yeah. It was on a tile floor. I'm like, I couldn't have tripped over the lip of walking into the other room and fallen on the carpet or anything. It was straight tile. And again. Big tree falls hard. This is a lot to go down at a really rapid pace.
Yeah, we had a family member go out from a fall. And she was a little bit older. Yeah, she fell and broke her hip. And then, you know, sometimes when you break a hip in your older ages, you end up with pneumonia.
Yes, you can.
3 weeks later, man, she was gone. Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, the hips are no lie. No. Yeah. It's funny to, don't break a hip. It's not funny. That you haven't felt pain. Holy moly. My friend, well, she's not my friend, I guess. My cousin. I think of her as a friend. But anyway, she broke her tailbone.
Oh, ouch, fell. Yes.
You have any idea how they have to repair that?
I don't know.
Guess where they have to go.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know too much about the repair, but I do know a little bit about the aftercare after the repair, because I had a friend of mine break a tailbone snowboarding.
Your cousin too?
My cousin as well. And he was at home for about 3 weeks, and I had called him one day just to check in on him, and I said, hey, how's everything going? He's like, it's good. My dad has basically been like, you know, taking care of my tender bits back there.
Oh,
so dad's got to, you know, get back there with the gauze and change it every single day for 3 weeks. Can you imagine being in your 20s and your old man's got to, like, put on the rubber glove and stick it back there?
It's a good old man, though.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, totally. Listen, right? I wiped your booty before I got this. We're good.
Oh, no, you're going inside.
Yeah.
No, you have to go
in it.
Internally.
Up and in. Yeah. It's like a hooking motion.
Yeah. You have to go in, up, and feel it, and then. Pull it back.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's just like a normal Saturday.
Chris goes like, I'm in.
I usually pay extra for that.
Oh my
God. Like, that's the upsizing.
I've never been a man with a straighter tailbone than Crisco.
I am ready. I don't even need anybody to help me out. I'm just like, got it. Here we go.
His tailbone got pregnant. That's weird.
Oh boy, look at that. Wouldn't you know? You were right. Jeez.
Jeez. All right,
this is weird.
I am not the father.
Who would be?
It could be anybody. Finger check.
Do we even post this today? I don't even know.
No.
Let's stop and think about it for a second, okay?
Oofy.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.